Nevertheless, let's assume that the human race manages to balance birth and death just right to fit its own planets, and thereby becomes peaceful. What happens? Soon, about next Wednesday, the bugs move in, kill off this breed which ain't a-gonna study war no more, and the universe forgets us, which still may happen. Either we spread and wipe out the bugs, or they spread and wipe us out, because both races are tough and smart and want the same real estate. Do you know how fast population pressure could cause us to fill the entire universe shoulder to shoulder? The answer will astound you. Just the flicker of an eye in terms of the age of our race. Try it. It's a compound interest expansion. But does man have any right to spread through the universe? Man is what he is, a wild animal with the will to survive, and, so far, the ability against all competition. Unless one accepts that, anything one says about morals, war, politics, you name it, is nonsense. Correct morals arise from knowing what man is, not what do-gooders and well-meaning old Aunt Nellies would like him to be. The universe will let us know, later, whether or not man has any right to expand through it. In the meantime, the MI will be in there, on the bounce and swinging, on the side of our own race. Toward the end, each of us was shipped out to serve under an experienced combat commander. This was a semi-final examination. Your board ship instructor could decide that you didn't have what it takes. You could demand a board, but I never heard of anybody who did. They either came back with an upcheck, or we never saw them again. Some hadn't failed. It was just that they were killed, because assignments were to ships about to go into action. We were required to keep kit bags packed. Once at lunch, all the cadet officers of my company were tapped. They left without eating, and I found myself cadet company commander. Like boot chevrons, this is an uncomfortable honor, but in less than 2 days, my own call came. I bounced down to the commandant's office, kit bag over my shoulder and feeling grand. I was sick of late hours and burning eyes and never catching up, of looking stupid in class. A few weeks in the cheerful company of a combat team was just what Johnny needed. I passed some new cadets, trotting to class in close formation, each with the grim look that every OCS candidate gets when he realizes that possibly he made a mistake in bucking for officer, and I found myself singing. I shut up when I was within earshot of the office.